I wonder if you are alone today. If so, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ from a fellow believer who can truly sympathize with you, because just now I am alone in my home, my wife having been taken to hospital 2 or 3 weeks ago. Did I say I am alone? Well, that isn't strictly true, is it? Because on that last evening with his disciples, the Lord said to them, I will not leave you comfortless or orphans, I am coming to you. And he was, of course, referring to the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who was to take the place of the Lord Jesus on earth and be the abiding presence of God with every born-again believer in Christ. We must remember, too, that on that same occasion, the Lord also told them that they would all leave him and go to their own homes, and he would be alone. But he added, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Twice previously in John's Gospel, it is recorded that he had said his Father had sent him and was with him, so that he was not alone. But eventually, there came that awful moment when, bearing our sins in his own body on the tree, he uttered that heart-rending cry, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he experienced a loneliness such as we shall never know. How very true it is that he was tried in all points like us, apart from sin, and that, as Isaiah 53 puts it, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Writing to Hebrew believers, Paul counseled them that in their manner of life they should be satisfied or content with their present circumstances, because God had frequently promised the Old Testament patriarchs and people, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And Paul goes on, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and then points to Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and to the ages. Just for a few minutes, let us think on this wonderfully comforting thought that through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, the Lord Jesus Christ is the constant, unchanging factor, the rock of ages. For our scripture portion, we turn to Psalm 102 and just three verses, verses 25 to 27. Psalm 102, verse 25. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, as a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. In the epistle to the Hebrews, Paul quotes this psalm and applies this unchanging constancy to Christ. If we look at Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8 to 12. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And now comes the quotation from Psalm 102. And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. That word abide is one of the key words of John's Gospel and his epistles, and it occurs in all no less than 67 times, sometimes being translated dwell, or remain, continue, and so on. And so when other supports, maybe friends or helpers, are taken from us, and we are alone, let us take to our hearts those two precious words, thou remainest. Perhaps you may have heard the following lines, but if not, I hope they will be a comfort to you, as they have been to me. Thou remainest. What a comfort in this transient scene of life, when our hopes, so full of promise, crash to earth in life's sad strife. Thou remainest. Friends have failed us, friends that were, while skies were blue, but as sorrow's darkening shadows overspread, they proved untrue. Thou remainest. Wealth has vanished. Comforts, too, have taken wing. Poor our lot of earthly treasure, yet our hearts can gaily sing, thou remainest. Health has left us. Bloom of youth has passed away. Beauty gone, and charms departed, things of time, born of a day. Thou remainest. Hope is kindled. Come what may, yes, weal or woe, 'tis enough our hearts to comfort. He remains. All else may go. As we read the Bible, the record of God's dealings with his children, we cannot fail to see how often he isolated them from the rest of the world and set them apart in the desert, the wilderness, and in prison, in order to develop in them an independence of faith in him alone, and the abundant life the Lord came to bring, which no longer needs to lean on others for constant help in the spiritual life. It is true that fellowship with other Christians is good and necessary, and has a place in the believer's growth, but there may come a time when it begins to act as a hindrance to individual faith and reliance on the Word of God. The Lord knows how and when to change our circumstances and take us through some trial, and when it is over, those around us are no less loved than before, but are no longer depended upon to the same extent as previously for spiritual help. The life that is lived as unto God may have to forego human companionships, but it is more than compensated by knowing divine fellowship. You will remember the testimony of the Apostle John in his first epistle as to his personal experiences of the living Word, and he goes on to say, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." The word fellowship in the original Greek means to share or have in common, a partner. What a blessed and gracious privilege to be allowed to share in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.